WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. And as I've told you, everybody knows the Maryland Crab Cake Tour has been presented by the Maryland Lottery the last year or so. And we've started the tour. Let's see. We were at the Nacho Mamas and Mamas on the Half Shell, made our way. We're going to be at the Chaucer soon on East Baltimore. We were over on the west side at El Guapo. We're going to be at Fadley's this week. And I was at Costas last week. But it was over at El Guapo on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour that I said, Maryland Crab Cake Tour is also presented by our friends at Goodwill. And Jane Miller said, Goodwill, I've been doing Goodwill. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you did the luncheon. I was at the luncheon. That's right. You're Goodwill. And we went on and on about Lisa Rosiniak, who's been my friend for going on two decades now, and many, many nights with Goodwill with the Ravens and Halloweens and various costumes and Joe Flacco doing Jersey Joe. Lisa, how are you? Happy spring, man. This may be the last day for the sweatshirt. I may be putting this one away.
Yeah, let's trade all shoes for flip-flops. I'm in.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to Florida this weekend for the NFL owners meeting. So and it's not even going to be in the 80s. I feel so cheated. You know, I feel like go to Florida. He's got to be 81. 77 is not going to cut it for me. It's been a while since we caught up. You guys are always doing things. And during the pandemic, you and everyone like you, CEO and president of Goodwill here locally and Goodwill Industries of the Chesapeake, I should say. And we've known each other a long time, and the pandemic was so life-altering for so many people, career changing and pivoting for so many people in business. And when I had you on the last time, you're like, it's incredible how many people have cleaned their places out and are bringing us stuff. And I thought to myself, wow, you know, you need help, you need people. And then you told me about everything you've shown me downtown that was sort of shuttered for a while during all of this. So it is good to catch up with you. I know you got a lot of news report. I know the last 6 months have been very, very active for Goodwill here locally.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been taking a pretty active role in trying to get people back to work. We are getting ready to launch our new certified nursing assistant training program that's going to be online partially, and we want to get people new skills, new training, and there's a huge nurse shortage and a nursing assistant shortage that we need to fix here in Baltimore. So that's a really big program that's getting ready to launch, funded by the Mayor's Office of Employment Development.
Well, I got to go chase Brandon around and find out what's going on. It's been a couple months since I've gotten together with him. I'm sure it'll be at Coco's on the crab cake tour because he won't have a crab cake anywhere else with me. But for you with COVID and with how it changed your business, and I remember you telling me how much stuff you keep out of dumps and landfills and waste. I see you sitting in front of the store. Most people listening to me, they don't even think of our great fun at the Halloween parties. They think of you as the place they go and buy things and window shop and secondhand shop, and or they think of you like I do as the place I take all the bags full of stuff that I'm trying to get rid of and saying, this is still good. Somebody would love to wear this. Take it down to your store on Joppa Road, which I've done many times. Take a picture and I get the little receipt that I give to my accountant, right? At the end of the year. People think of you in that way, but there's so much more, right? And I've gotten to know that, but let's start at the beginning with job training and what your mission is really, other than to sell us good stuff down the street.
So our vision for Baltimore is kind of like what your show is based on, Baltimore Positive. We want to end poverty in Baltimore. That's really our mission and on the Eastern Shore. And what we're doing to do that and help in the community is getting people training, getting people wraparound case management services, and you know, getting them some kind of credential that they can take to an employer and say, here, this is what I've earned. This makes me certified for this job. They get middle skilled, family sustaining wages. And that's what we want. We want families to be able to support each other and earn enough money that, you know, they're keeping up with living wage. And, you know, as we know, inflation is biting off a big chunk of that right now. It's tough. And so we've always made it our goal to create programs that have a very holistic approach. So we're helping people, access other resources like housing and substance abuse recovery, domestic violence, transportation, you name it, any kind of barrier. We have a partnership with Legal Aid. We help people get records expunged if they have some, issue on their record that's preventing them from getting hired, but it's expungible. We have lawyers that will help get that resolved. So we really want to help people, meet them where they are and get them to where they need to be, and then give them that skills training that will help them onto a career pathway it's so funny, Nestor, we're talking about this because the other day I was, talking with a person from the General Assembly. We were talking about working with the trades, which is something else that we've been doing for forever. And, plumbers are, six figures salary. And, those are the trades. Those are the kinds of jobs that we really need today, because everybody still has repair work to do. Everybody's still building houses. So
Lisa, I have Bill Cole's people on my roof literally right now. Like I kid you not. I walked in and out of me, and I've been remodeling and building some stuff, and it is amazing. The work that people do that's necessary. And then the cost of the materials now too, by the way, that we talked about inflation and, but the people that do these jobs, how specific it is. People come and watch me do radio like, hey, I've been doing this 31 years, whatever, I talk for a living. And I marvel at what doctors and teachers and other people do, but from Goodwill's historic perspective in doing this, did this come out of we need employees for our stores? I'm trying to understand historically when all this happened, because over the last 20 years, I remember when you began your partnership with CVS, and these partnerships, you say we create a program. How does that, from soup to nuts, how does that something start? You see a need and say, here's a place where we could be helpful?
Sure. I'm going to plug my favorite economist in the whole universe, Anibon Basu, who I know
He's been on the show, a Baltimore Positive veteran. There you go.
Absolutely. Every other year, we usually have him come to our strategic planning retreats with our board. And he gives us kind of the economic landscape and talks about where the jobs are going to be, what's forecasted to grow. And so we pay attention to that. And we go back and we look at, our population of participants that we serve, and we go out to, our employer partners and say, how can we help meet labor market demands and fill your jobs? Because we know that you need them, and this is going to be an industry that's going to have growth. And we start employer partnerships and do all of the pre-work and preparation for someone to get into a certificate program. And so that's really, in essence, how it works. We just take a look at what the community needs are with our partners in business. And, they're telling us construction trades, healthcare. These are jobs that are, coincidentally also jobs that are very, growable. I mean, you can start as a CNA and wind up an RN and go on to be a nurse practitioner. I mean, those are really great jobs to have.
You don't have to choose that job at 18. Like when I was in high school, I knew people that wanted to be nurses. They went to Essex Community College, and I've had, I've had Dr. Kurt Nitus on talking about that pathway as a community college grad myself. There's no wrong time to make a career decision to do something different, right? And in a lot of cases, that's where you find people at that sort of fork in the road, right? The why in the road, I should say, to plug your why partnership as well, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. John Hoey and I have been friends. We serve on the board of another nonprofit, Business Volunteers in Maryland. And we've been talking for some time about how he's creating his Druid Hill location, really making it a renaissance program, a one-stop shopping for people immediately in that neighborhood. And so we're partnering with him and we're moving in together, and we're going to be doing programs together. And so it's really a great fit for both of our organizations. And that's what Baltimore needs, is more of the nonprofits working together to solve problems and help people that need our help the most.
Yeah, I had that conversation all the time in regard to sports, in regard to how the Ravens ever got here and how Camden Yards ever got built, because I have those conversations. And we had a really strong coalition of business leadership here in the 70s with Mayor Schaefer that led to Harbor Place, that led to the Urban Renaissance, that got the aquarium built, that got the Science Center built, and all the history of that. And that was one of sort of the issues over the last decade to say, all right, we've had all these mayors with problems and the city with problems. How can we get the people that are here, people like you, president, CEO of Goodwill, getting to work with the other leaders and bringing people together? And the more I hear about it, the more folks like you I talk to, the more I hear that there are things happening. There are people like you do go in the meetings with other people like you a lot more frequently than maybe was going on here a decade ago, understanding that that's going to be the only way to lift the community, to have everybody working together.
Absolutely. You know, and actually, speaking of Business Volunteers Maryland, which is, you know, a nonprofit near and dear to my heart, I mean, they have businesses lined up that want to help Baltimore, that want to volunteer, that want to do days of service, that want to do, they just don't know how. And that's what Business Volunteers does, is connect, people like your listeners, business community leaders.
Hold on, I'm going to have those folks on. Businessvolunteersmaryland.org. You're making me look stuff up now, is what you're making me do. You know, when you start sharing friends and I start sharing my screen and then things start happening here. Business Volunteers of Maryland. Okay. I'm going to learn. See, I learn about this. Build, consult, connect. So I will. You've driven me to their website here to begin with. So you've made a great start. Lisa Rusiniak here. She's here from Goodwill. And tell everybody about your branch of Goodwill, because so many of the things we talk about, you already mentioned John Hoey, who's also a veteran of the show, and Honor Bound Pursuit, who's also a veteran of the show. But there's so many local people. But you're really local. You're hyper local. You're in downtown Baltimore. I've been in your office right around the corner from where I lived for 2 decades, right 2 blocks from Harbor Place. And all of the people you touch and everything you touch really is about Baltimoreans, probably primarily city folks.
Yeah, primarily. And, you know, we're growing our footprint and, we're taking a much more community-based approach. So we're partnering with a lot more organizations. Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, we're getting ready to open our second CVS mock pharmacy in their lower level of the church, because it's right in the community. People will go there and who live around there, who need skills. And that's our approach for 2022 and beyond, is less of a central location for people to go to training and more centralized. We're going to go out into the neighborhoods like we are with John and Mount Lebanon, and just looking for places all over the city where we can partner with other groups where people are already coming to for assistance. And, you know, that's in essence what Baltimore needs, is more partnerships and being right where people live, meeting them where they are.
Well, not only did we not have jobs 2 years ago, right around this time when everything shut down, we also didn't have training for jobs, right? People, a lot of idle time, and the government came in to try to help and assist and keep people right. At what point did you get somewhat normalized with what you've been doing for a long, long time with CVS and in training in your own building? Because one of the issues was just getting people into a workspace to be trained, right? And some of this can be done online, some of it not. Some of it's it's very hands-on, right?
Exactly. We were up and running. We shut down on, actually it was 2 years yesterday to the day. And
here we are. See, I mean, we wonder whether we're going to make it. We're okay.
We're okay. And, you know, it was like a month after that we started putting all of our training programs online. I mean, our staff was so fast. They pivoted so quickly, and we were able not to miss a beat, not to miss a client. Everybody was right back in training programs and doing it virtually. And then our stores reopened in another 2 months. So we were back pretty quickly, not to normalized operations with in-classroom instruction, but I mean, we were able to put all of our training programs on virtually. All of our case managers are reaching out to people on their, you know, on their phones, et cetera, computers. So, we really didn't miss a beat. And then of course we had the donation explosion, and I have some pretty exciting news I can't tell you about yet, but we're going to be taking a lot more of what we collect out of the landfill more than we already do. And I think, you know, we collect about 3.5 million pounds of donations every year.
Just here in the Chesapeake.
Just Goodwill of the Chesapeake. That's right. And so we are doing a partnership with two other local Goodwills in Delaware and Washington. And I'm going to have some huge news for you in a couple months about some new things that we're going to be doing to keep more stuff, even more stuff out of the landfill.
Well, everybody's familiar with Goodwill. I'm going to pull the website up here because it's the first time we've had Lisa on as a sponsor. And of course, we appreciate your sponsorship of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Come on out, get a crab cake with us. They're delicious everywhere I go. You can go to their website locally here at Goodwill Chess. That's C-H-E-S. That's for Captain Chesapeake. GoodwillChess.org and learn about all the things they're doing to make a difference and where you can go. And if certainly from the job training standpoint, somebody knows somebody on a struggle right now, looking for some sort of opportunity, what would that process look like, Lisa?
Go on our website. It's www.goodwillchess.org. And, you know, we have a lot of job openings, And even in Goodwill, I mean, we move people through management training pretty quickly if they want to grow and stay with Goodwill. And there's jobs on there to work for us. There's our temporary staffing service, which we operate, just like any other temporary staffing service. And then we also have other jobs in workforce development, and it'll show you, jobs that we're recruiting for, our training programs, and it's all there.
Well, beautiful. It's been a great visit with you. I hope we can do it in person, you know, over an iced tea and a delicious crab cake at some point here. But we appreciate the sponsorship. Appreciate all you're doing in the community and linking all these people. You've given me ideas for guests. I got to call John. I have to get Economist on the program as we're coming out of this mess that we've all been the last couple of years. But glad you're still out there. We're still donating, encouraging everyone as well. The donation explosion continues, right? But it's spring, right? Has anybody got anything left to bring you?
Oh, I have two bags in my car.
I gotta have a bag here as well as we move into new closets. Lisa Rusiniak, she's the president and CEO of Goodwill Industries of the Chesapeake. They've been our friends for a couple of decades, now sponsoring our Maryland Crab Cake Tour and taking it out on the road. We'll be hearing from Lisa and John and a whole bunch of other friends from over at Goodwill, as well as some of their partners as well, because they are connected to so many other good things going on here in Baltimore. We're connected to things going on in Ravens land as well. Luke is monitoring all things free agency. We're going to get baseball back on the field very, very shortly. Get the basketball season over with. And we are onward and upward. Some great Baltimore Positive Crab Cake Tour stops. We're going to be at the Chaucer this month. We are going to be up in White Marsh at G&A Coney Island Hot Dog. Moved from Highland Town, my friend Andy, where I've been eating hot dogs since, 1972 or something like that. He's now out on Philadelphia Road in White Marsh. We're going to go have a crab cake with Andy during the month of April. So make sure you stick around for that. All of it is presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. I'll have the Betty Boop scratch-offs at Fadley's this week as we welcome Attorney General Brian Frosch will be joining us. Dan Roderick's going to be joining us, as well as Tharu Vignaraja down at Fadley's. Also, of course, sponsored by our friends at Goodwill Industries of the Chesapeake. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.